So it's brought actually in Art Scrolls Hakdam over here, but it's a pasuk in Chumash that the Torah says that in the schus of keeping Shemitah, Yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach. So we know that the next best thing, when you can't do a mitzvah, the next best thing to doing the mitzvah is to learning the halachas. So in the schus of learning the halachas, learning Maseches Shviyas, we should see very soon Yishavtem al ha'aretz levetach. So we got up to Halacha Beis last night.
Eight. Beis Amid Aleph.
What page?
On Beis Amid Aleph.
282. Two lines up.
I gotta find. I'm going to all these people who dedicated. Baruch Hashem, a lot of people dedicated.
So.
Okay, now I'm on.
282. 282.
282.
2 lines to the bottom.
Okay, 282. I'm getting there. Sit. 282.
With the circles on the right side of the page.
Now he's going to have to talk faster.
This is B. Here.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Mishnah says, Ezeo stay Elon. So we learned in Halacha Aleph that there's a stay Elon that Zemachlokas Beishami Beishilol, whether you're allowed to plow it until Shavuos or until it's still Yafal Apri, as opposed to a stay alavan. The Perek Bey speaks about a stay alavan. So the Mishnah here speaks about what is a stay ilan, a field of trees. So it's called shlosha ilanos lebesa. It's three ilanos in a besa. A besa is a 2,500 square amma area, 50 by 50 area. That if you have three trees within that area,
a lot bigger than this room.
Yeah, yeah,
a lot bigger.
It's a little over 100 feet by 100 feet.
That's also bigger than the middle room.
So in Ruin Lasso's Kikar Tvela shall Shishin Mana be Talki, if they can produce, if they can yield, a crop of pressed figs that have the weight of 60 Italian mana, their coins. So harsh and kol beisa b'shvilan. So then, now that is going to define the whole beisa, and you're allowed to be harsh the entire beisa on the basis of those trees. Okay. Pachas mikan. If it's less than that, if they produce less than this amount, then you'd only be allowed to plow the area occupied by the one picking off the tree and his basket, which means that you don't get the whole field. You just get the area around the tree. Now it's just trees, not a field. So the Mishnah is defining what is a stale, and what density of trees do you need that you'd be able to plow the entire field? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan brings the following. This is a din of Mekach u'Memkar, a Baba Basra din. Hakoina shloisha ilonus b'toch shel chaveroi, Rechoike mata eser lebeisa, kroivin kadeshia bakar oila bekelov, kana karka shetachtein. Karka shebeinein, shechutzalan, below ha'ora vesala. If somebody buys three trees within his friend's field, which are mata oser lebeisa, which are the proximity of them is that it's that 10 of them could be planted in a base saw. That's the furthest distance. And Kroivin, that and the closest they could be is Kadeshia Bakar over Bekalov, that the Bakar could pass through with their implements, with the tools. That's four amas. The shear of Kona of Mata Asher Lebeisa, so that's, you can see it in diagram A. on the left side. Mm-hmm. So if you take an area of 2,500 and you put a tree in the middle of 10 blocks of you divide that by 10. So you have 10 square, you take that 50 by 50 and divide it by 10 and put a tree in the, and put a tree in the middle of each one. So the area of each of them is going to be 250. Now we know a square, the sides are the same. So the square root of 250 is 15.81. So that means between each tree and the end of its square is 15.81, because the tree's in the middle, the tree occupies half the square, and then it's half of the next square. So it's just under 16. So basically it means if it's between 4 and 16, you get the whole, all the karka, you get the karka under, in between, and outside, below or below the amount that you need to pick the fruit and his basket. So again, this is not the we're not saying this about Shemitah. The Gemara is saying this is just about, this is a din about Mekach Lememkar. Rav Omar Basuyin Tsoiva, Ushmul Omar Basuyin Shura. Rav says it's a Tsoiva. Some have the gears of Chatsuva, which means that this halacha only applies when it's triangular, when they're in a triangular formation. Because in a triangular formation, so it would become more difficult to plant in between them. So when he sold them, when the moicher sold them, he obviously meant to sell all the field around it, because he would have little use of the field that's in that area, because it would be a tight space if it's in a triangular formation. But if it would be in a straight line, then he did not mean to sell all the karka around. So Shmuel says even basuyin shura, and Shmuel says that even when it's sold as the formation is that they're in a straight line, then it would be, he would be selling the whole thing. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, Am Rab Yossi, Tamon is Amris, Vika lo is Amris. So that qualification is said here, is said there by Mekach u'Memkar, but it's not said by Shemitah. By Shemitah, we don't find this chiluk of whether it's in a triangular formation or whether it's in a straight line. And the reason is that the Rosh Torlio says that by Mekach u'Memkar, there's a svar that you find in Baba Basra that moicher ba'ayin ro moicher. So we always assume he's selling as little as possible. But when it comes to Shvius, so we go by the roots. And the roots spread. And therefore, wherever the roots are in the area, that's going to be included, whether it's a triangle or it's a straight line. So the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yoina, afilu hachis amris bekroivim. He says no. Even here, it would apply if they were close, because we said there are two shiurim. There's the where they're close, the four, between a range of 4 and 16 by Mekach u'Memkar. So the kadeshi, the bakar and kalov should go through. That would be the smaller shear. If they're close, then also they have to be a triangle to matter the whole beis. Because they're so close together, then it would only encompass the whole beis if it's a triangle. If you have three that are in a straight line close to each other, that's not going to allow you the whole Beis Ah, because you can easily, the Shrushim are not going to spread out that much, not over such a large expanse in the field, and that doesn't have the appearance of a Stei Ilan, and that doesn't get a heter. Armele Rav Mana v'im bekroivim v'atanina k'deishia bakar over bekelav. So, but if they're close together, so then how can we apply that halacha that they would have to be in a triangular formation? We have a Mishnah later. It's Mishnah Dalet. It's brought on Daf Hey, that it says the shear of Kurva is said Kidei Shia Bakar over Bekalev. It says it Mefurish, that the minimum gap between the trees is enough for cattle to pass through with the tools, and the Mishnah does not say any chiluk whether it's in a straight line or whether it's triangular. And if that chiluk would exist, then the Mishnah should have spoken that out. So from the fact that the Mishnah does not speak it out, so therefore, that's not an issue, and it doesn't make a difference. And the Gemara is rejecting that. The Gemara doesn't have an answer to this, and says that when it comes to Shemitah, there's no difference whether it's in a straight line or whether it's in a triangle. So there are two different issues that the Gemara discussed here. There's one issue the Gemara discussed in terms of that chilukim between Mekach and Memkar. By Mekach and Memkar, we have this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it needs to be triangular or a straight line, and that the Gemara is saying it does not apply by Shemitah. And then the other thing is that when it comes to Mekach and Memkar, we see Mefurish, a shear between 4 and 16. We said this, between Mata Asr Lebeisa, and it's Rechoykin, it's Mata Asr Lebeisa, and Kroivim Kadeshi Abakar Oiver Bekalev. So Kroivim, we know, because it says, the Gemara says Mefurish, Vataninan Kadeshi Abakar Oiver Bekalev.
Which is 4 amas.
What about Rechoykin? Do you have the same shear of Rechoykin that you have by Mekach u'Memkar? Do you have that shear by Shvias? Or do you say, as long as you have three trees that you could put a square, a 50 by 50 square, you could draw a square around the trees, maybe that's good enough. So the Rambam does not bring any din outer limit. The Rambam does not bring a din of Rechaikim. The Chazon Ish, this gets a little mathematical, but the Chazon Ish says there is a shear. And the way he explains the shear, it's brought here, is that the trees have to be look-alike. You look at the trees as if they're in circles that encompass 2,500 square amas. So if you divide 2,500 by 3, it comes out to 833. Using the rules for area, pi r squared, so the radius of a circle that has an area of 833 is 16 and 2/3. So if you put a tree in the middle of a circle, and then another circle next to it, so from the tree to the end of the circle 16.67, 16 2/3, and then to the next tree is another 16 2/3, 33 1/3. Yes.
Still considered.
Yeah, well, that's a limit. According to the Rambam, there is no limit at all. That's actually a chumrah over the Rambam.
Oh, I see.
That's a chumrah. The Rambam would say that there's no limit at all. The Chazon Ish is being machmir.
Right.
And he's saying that that's the din by Shvias. Where exactly it comes from and how you'd have to see. You'd have to see the Chazon Ish inside where he got it from. But that's what it is. Okay. The Gemara continues. Isa Chami. So, which means, come consider. Let's think about this. B'sha sheha bakar over b'kelav, hashrashin mahalchin min hatzad, ubishosh eina bakar over bekalov, eina hashrashin mahalchin min hatzad. The Gemara is asking it almost like it's a funny way of asking a question. The Gemara is saying, does this really make sense? The Gemara is assuming that the reason why you get the area around the trees is because you need space for the cattle. So I'm sorry. Because of the roots are extend. So the Gemara is saying, where does the shear come from of Bishah Shabakar over Bekalov? You're telling me that if the Bakar is over Bekalov, so Shrashim come out, and if the Bakar can pass through, there are no Shrashim. You should always get the amount of space you need for the roots. So where does this shear come from? And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. And the Mefarshim say, even though the Gemara doesn't answer the question, the answer is that really it's not only about the roots. Is that if you don't have enough space to get your cattle in there with the tools, that means that he's not going to keep this tree, because you can't work on it. It's not tenable. You're not going to be able to work on it. So it's only to be chopped down. So it's only to be chopped down.
Or to move.
Where you're it's not going to stay. So if it's not going to stay, you can't base the Sade Ilan on such a tree if they're too close to each other. Okay. Reb Lezer Shal, Mizula Zu Shesh Esrei, Ulitzad Esrin V'chamesh. So even though the Lashon here is Shal, the way the Mefarshim understand it is that he made an assertion. This is what it has to be. That he said that when do three trees take up a full besa, is if they're 16 away from each other and there's 25 between the tree and the end of the field. We have a little diagram here.
There's a diagram there,
but if you have a box of 50 by 50 and here are the trees, and you have to have 16 around each tree.
Right.
And there's 16 in between each tree. There's a space of 16 around each tree and 16 in between each tree. So the first tree starts at let's say, Amma 8, and right, then at 24 and 40.
So if you think about it, it's only 40.
Yes, it's yes. So the Mari Fulda speaks out that
he says
the two Ammas, Shtei Ammas and Usarim Lo Chashiv. We didn't talk about those. You could have an Amma at the end. You could have an Amma.
It could be 9 and 9.
It could be, well, yeah. You could, yeah, exactly.
Because for the border, I'm saying the border. I don't understand why.
You could have an extra Amma. Yeah. That's the way I calculated it. You have to say that. Right. There's an extra Amma on the borders. And then they would have to be in the middle, that there has to be 25 on each side. If you'd have less than 25 on each side, so then you wouldn't get the whole field.
Right,
that's a little bit more than 50.
Well, you need 25 on each side.
Yeah, but you got the tree in the middle.
No.
Yeah. So, it's a good point.
Okay,
I'm not sure if you include the tree in the 25. It's yeah.
Because it's from the trunk out.
Could be from the trunk.
Out.
For the picture, it's like the picture in art.
Well, they're not drawing.
It's splitting the
They're not drawing 3D pictures there. But I would say that from the
picture.
Yeah.
Because it says it's 50 Amma, and you calculate it's only 48. So.
Right. So yeah. So
this picture is very difficult.
So if the trees would be further apart, so then you wouldn't get the full amount. And the way I understand is, if the trees would be closer, so then there would be overlap, and then you wouldn't be able to get the full 50 by 50 either. You'd get a smaller area. Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak boy hayinasunin b'tzad hageder charshin kol beis abishvilan. Yitzchak Ritzuk Boya, again, the Mefarshim here say it's not a question, but he said it as a statement. Even when the trees are positioned at the side of a fence, you can plow the entire base up. So if you would imagine over here, and this was a fence over here, if the trees were not in the middle, but they were here, you'd get an entire 50 by 50 to the side.
Why?
Because it's a low plug in the way Chazal said their takonis. Chazal wanted to keep things simple. So they always said you get a 50 by 50, according to Rav Shmuel Bar
Yitzchak. So why wouldn't it be 25 this way?
There is no that way, because the fence is a barrier. Once there's a fence, the field is over. Nothing. There can be any dinim that are chal. So you'll get everything on the other side.
Transferred.
Right. So
the shiur I listened to had all of these as questions.
Right.
Like four or five questions in a row.
So it is a machlokas in the farshim, but even though it's a boy, but then it sounds like it's being said as a statement. So it could be interpreted different ways.
Yeah,
the Hebrew says
it's just a different opinion.
Yeah.
They are there.
The Mari Folda says that once Chazal assigned the Beisah to three trees, there was a low plug. They may wanted to keep it simple that people should know the din. So, and Rav Shmuel is obviously arguing on Rav Lazer.
That's a huge chiddush.
It is.
There's no logic. I'm saying if you're saying that it's, the roots go 25-25, so it's going to go 25 into the fence doesn't stop the roots from going beyond the fence.
True. The svar is that it's a low plug.
And it's also mazik. If it's going into somebody else's.
Okay, we're going to talk about mazikim in a second about that idea. Not that exactly, but that would be a hilchos shreinim question.
Right.
That's not a hilchos shvias question.
Adjacent to somebody else,
that's
a,
that.
Not
okay, but yeah. Not necessarily adjacent to someone else's field. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Amrab Yosi, Iboi nitin la arboim saw mikar. Arboim saw mikan v'saw mikan, saw mikan v'saw mikan. If you want to get very creative, he can find a way to get a heter, a four base saw. Because we just said, if you have the trees over here with next to a fence, you would then position your base saw to the east. Well, so that's if his fence was here. Then he could take down the fence and put the fence on the other side and he'll get a base saw in the other direction. And then he could take down his fence and put a fence to the north and he'll get a base saw to the south. And then he could take down the fence and put a fence to the south and then he'll get a base saw to the north. So he would have to just do a lot of erecting and putting down and taking down fences, but he can get four base saw a heter based on this chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Yirmiyah boy, hoisa gefen achas mudla agabe shtei soin. If you had one gefen that was hanging over shtei soin, at chorish karka shetachteo the karka shechutzlo malor v'salo v'chutzlo. If you had one grapevine that was suspended over two batei saw, then you'd get the whole heter of whatever you have for individual trees. And that would be a bigger heter than you'd have of a base saw if theoretically you had this huge grapevine that would go over the two base saw. Now, if I'm not sure exactly what the Chiddush in Rabbi Yirmiyah's din is except for the Metzias, which is obviously would seem to be a very far-fetched Matzias, that you could have something of grapevine extend so long. But in terms of the Chiddush of the Din, I'm not totally sure what the Chiddush is. As we're saying, that the area allowed for a single plant is greater even than the base saw allowed for three trees, if theoretically you'd have one grapevine. Maybe it's a Chiddush about just that it's one grapevine, is that even one grapevine has the heter of an entire tree. Possibly.
He says that the Chiddush is that the branches or whatever, they yonik from the karka. So because they yonik from the karka, you could
that even a branch is considered yonik from the karka.
Right, it's yonik from the karka.
That's how
he brings in the name of Rosh
Shulio. Okay. But The Gemara continues, Be'isr Shnei Prakim Rishonim, when the Isr Shnei Prakim Rishonim, which is stay Elon, Tzeres, or until it's no longer good for the Pri, and a stay Lavan by a stay Lavan at a Pesach, Elu Momalan Charshin Bo Momata, the Elu Momata and Charshin Bo Momalan. So if you had two trees that in a base saw, where that you have a heter of a base saw, and one tree, and there's a base saw in between them, you can get 25 amas below the top tree. They're on a mountainside. You can get 25 amas below the top tree and 25 amas above the lower tree. You're allowed to be chorish. And then you'll have a heter to plow the entire besa, because that's the way the roots grow on when you have these trees on the mountain. So the Gemara says, Nicha elu mumal and chosh mumata. We understand that the roots grow downwards. So the one on top you can be chorish mumatan. Elu mumatan chosh mumalan, but the ones on the bottom, can you really be chorish on the top? The Gemara understands that roots don't go up. Roots go down. So the Gemara says, Nishminim min ado, we can learn it from here. Marchikin es ha'ilon min abor esrim b'chamish amas. You have to be marchik, you have to distance your tree from somebody else's bar 25 amas. This hil cheshchenim din. V'tani Allah, bein milmalan, bein milmatan, whether it's above or below. So it sounds like either way, the roots go down, the roots go up. The Gemara says, Oneimar bein sha'ilon l'malo v'abor l'matan. Maybe it means whether the tree is above and the boar is below, or whether the tree and the boar are below. But if the tree would be below and the boar would be above, maybe there wouldn't be a problem. But the Gemara says no. Vatani Elon Momalan Vabor Momatan, Elon Momata Vabor Momalan. We have the Brisa says, either way, it's a problem. Nicha Elon Momalan Vabor Momatan. We understand if the tree is on top, it's a problem. But Elon Momatan, but if the tree is on the bottom, Vabor Momalan. Why is that a problem when the tree is on the bottom and the boar is on the top? The derech hashroshin la los momalan must be that the roots not only go from top to bottom, but they also go from bottom to top.